The Abbott government is coming under mounting pressure over superannuation policy. The Productivity Commission has now joined calls for a comprehensive review of retirement incomes. But the Prime Minister doesn't want his ministers to be talking super reform, particularly not on the ABC's Q&A program. Tony Abbott, as we know, has ordered a front bench boycott of the program, starting last night with the Agriculture Minister, Barnaby Joyce.
This shouldn't be so fascinating. If you get an instruction from the Prime Minister, it's like an instruction from your CO in the Army. You don't say, oh, look, I'll come back to you on that. you know, an instruction is an instruction, and that's what happens.
That's Barnaby Joyce speaking at the National Press Club. Well, Paul Bongiorno joined us in our Parliament House studios. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Fran Kelly.
In that press club address, Barnaby Joyce went on to warn of chaos in government if ministers defied the PM's edict on Q&A. But, Paul, I think the question remains, why is the PM muzzling his ministers for a long time, 3 months this inquiry will be going on for? I think you've written today he's launched a jihad against the program and you used to run a program on Sunday mornings called Meet the Press and you said you experienced something similar under the Howard government. But what is this all about?
Well, look, I think that Tony Abbott thinks that Q&A is a particularly bad forum for the government. He thinks it's a lefty lynch mob. He doesn't like it. He's mad as hell and he's not going to take it anymore, if I can borrow all of those phrases. He's clearly not satisfied with the inquiry done by Malcolm Turnbull's department. He's clearly not satisfied with the actions already taken by ABC management. He's now grabbed onto this review by... wait for it, the megastar of tabloid Current Affairs. You remember? Ray Martin ran a Current Affair, and the measure of its success was when it was able to stir controversy. And I think Ray Martin himself was probably green with envy. The fact that 2 weeks after this event we're still talking about it probably shows that the producers in wanting to draw attention to their program have succeeded. So look... It's all about sending messages as well, as far as I can see, you have to watch your P's and Q's particularly carefully, because if the government doesn't like what you're doing, it'll boycott you, it'll undermine your credibility, and we've even had funding linked to this controversy. You might remember Malcolm Turnbull pointed out that he has to go and argue for funds for the ABC.
Well, on it goes. The Indigenous Summit yesterday, Noel Pearson has described it as a stage manager affair, where he said Tony Abbott and Bill Shorten did a very good job of pretending to listen. Not all agree. Other Aboriginal leaders say it was a very worthwhile get-together, but this is Noel Pearson speaking on R&D Drive last night.
I would have preferred to stay in Cape York at my beach house with my kids and send a cardboard cutout down to this meeting today, but I couldn't do that. And it was very beautifully finessed, might I say. Both of them did a very good job of pretending to listen, I thought.
That's Noel Pearson on RN Drive last night, which doesn't sound all that positive. Other those, Patrick Dodson, I think, says he's convinced that we're now at this point where everyone is ready to get into this.
Look, what we're seeing here is something quite extraordinary. Politics has been very toxic in this country for at least 6 years, federal politics, probably longer, and yet we have the spectacle of the Leader of the Opposition and the Prime Minister putting out a joint statement yesterday. Both of them are highly committed to recognition of our First Peoples in our constitution. Now, most of the people that turned up, in fact, Noel Pearson was pretty positive. He thought later he felt pickpocketed when he sat down and thought about it. He has a proposal that a lot of experts and other Aboriginal leaders aren't all that keen on. Warren Mundine, I think, spelled that out to you yesterday. But look, this is a journey of recognition and reconciliation. 85%, according to the Ipsos poll, of Australians support it, and I think that if it continues in the way it is, it'll be a legacy for both Abbott and Shorten that will be a very positive one.
Sure. And very briefly, Paul, superannuation, the PM said never ever, they're never going to change the rules under his government, but the pressure is building. This is not just his political enemies now, this is the Productivity Commission calling for some of those changes.
Yes, the Productivity Commission's had a big, hard look at super. It's found that there are a few myths there. Over half the population don't have enough super and will need the pension. It's also found that there are billions of dollars to be saved. It needs to be fine-tuned, is the message. And I would have thought a government that is basically scraping around to repair the budget would heed it.
Yes, and it's also calling for a time and incomes review, which is exactly what the Greens have been calling for. Mm-hmm. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Fran. Bye.
Paul Bongiorno is contributing editor with the 10 Network.